This podcast is brought to you by All Things Film. No, it really is. All Things Film, the web's premier collection of independent movie and TV related podcasts. For more, check out www.allthingsfilm.co.uk or search All Things Film on iTunes, Stitcher or TuneIn Radio. And now, on with the show.
Xbox, continue.
They get fucking cheeky.
Oh,
posh.
Posh. What's like?
Continue.
Xbox, play. Pause. Rewind 5 minutes.
Xbox, pause.
Oh, okay.
Xbox, go back.
Stop
can't
listening.
Go back from here. Go
Xbox,
home.
Xbox, off.
Xbox, go home.
Go home, you're drunk.
Xbox, turn off.
Stop listening to us.
Yes. Yes. Motherfucker. See, he listens sometimes.
Aye, so hello and
you
welcome
fucker.
To Films and Swearing episode
34.
No, that was me trying to leave no dead air, so I just stuck in a tone.
I would have preferred to hear nothing than that noise.
That's enough of you.
Oh, fuck off. Fucking wank. Where the fuck did my tablet go?
Where's my tablet?
My happy tablet.
I need my tablet. I've got the heart palpitations.
Motherfucker.
So, we are here talking about our
trip to the fucking... Was it? Oh, fuck, you want me to speak?
Aye, God, I'm going to go. I left my notes on my pen drive and my coat so you could fill.
Oh, you dirty scumbag. Aye, we went to fucking Edinburgh's Scotland Loves Anime. I was going to say Asians Love Anime. But that's obvious. Scotland Loves Anime. And on the Sunday, we went to see Lupin the Third versus Conan the Movie.
Yes.
And Time of Eve.
Yes.
Done well.
Aye.
See, I maybe one day get to host us through a show.
If I can run, take it. I will sit back.
I can't mind doing else.
I'll just delete my notes.
Well, no, fuck you, I have the notes.
But no, aye, that was it.
Aye.
We filmed our introduction.
Oh, how did it go?
I was overprotective about recording additional audio as well as recording video. It did pick up alright for like a wee camera tied to a couch.
Yeah. So is that up?
No! I'm trying to edit this on like a 5-year-old laptop with like Adobe Premiere Pro.
Well, give me it then. I've got to sit there with a fucking monster fucking PC out there.
Could do.
Yeah. I'll fucking...
You can do edits and like see who likes it there's better.
Yeah.
We'll like our own each bit.
Obviously. I'll win. I'll be fixed.
I could probably copy one to my pen drive and you can have them.
Yeah.
This talk has nothing to do with the podcast, really.
Right.
Aye. So.
Right.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I did. It was a good day. Went to a great fucking eatery. Yes. Also, it could be worthy of this podcast because it's like a movie.
Aye.
The Lebowski.
Aye. Lebowski's.
Right, we went to a fucking pub/grub dinner.
pub/grub that you can either have
food or drink.
Aye.
You can't have both.
Get out.
You want liquid with your burger?
No. Just a Coke. So, alright, okay.
Yeah, I'll let you have one. Aye. I had the big Lebowski. Tasty.
Aye.
Aye. Two monstrous steaks.
I
want a burger.
No, I see. I wouldn't be here the day if I had that.
How was they? I was fucking. It put me to sleep in the cinema. a dark, quiet place just fucking destroyed me after that.
Surrounded by anime loving fiends.
Oh fuck! Unbelievable.
We can't judge people. We're no any better.
You're worse because you kind of look like everybody there.
Fuck you. I don't remember wearing a rainbow dye wig.
Whose name did they know that?
Alright, there was something that was bright pink anyway.
Well, prerogative.
Yeah. I didn't bring my child's Totoro stuffed toys.
And I suppose you didn't hear 3DS XL, were you?
Ah, you see, I was...
Because there was like fucking 40 of them in that fucking
cinema.
They're
all playing together in the cinema.
It was fucking unbelievable. Holy shit, we're sitting there like, what's he playing?
That's it, we're just like fucking country boys going to the city.
Motherfucker.
Sitting scared by all this... All these people.
All these nerds. No, there's anything wrong with nerds, because we're kind of nerdy about movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we're going to start with? Start with Lupin.
What we saw first.
Lupin.
Yes. Okay, right. So it is, and good luck with all these Japanese names, Stuart. Lupin the Third versus Conan from 2013, from director Hajime Kamigaki. Kamigaki.
I can't find it.
I don't know what else he directed. I've neglected to look that up.
Lupin versus Conan.
Obviously. did you just realise? right. I'm not attempting to read out the cast list.
Oh, please do.
I can mention all your characters.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Cast.
I never did that information because I thought...
I don't. I'm right, right here.
Okay. Who provided the voice of Lupin the Third?
Kanichi Kurita.
Who provided the voice of Conan, man-child detective?
Minami Takayama.
Don't say that as if it's a question.
Oh, Takayama. No, it is Takayama. Sorry.
What time is dinner?
Shut your mouth. They're the only characters that have names.
Well, aye. And that's a strange thing for a film... That honestly has too many characters in it.
Aye, I think everybody go, what the fuck?
Anyway, and what is the story of Lupin the Third versus Conan?
Lupin the Third is like a master thief.
Yes.
Conan is like a master detective who catches thieves.
Trapped in the body of a child.
Aye, aye. Well, he was not trapped, he made himself a child.
Oh, no.
He got turned into a child.
Aye, he got like, date-raped.
And then his bird turned herself into a child.
A master detective.
Yeah.
And other boys got jealous and beat him up and drugged him. A fucking miracle drug of youth.
Aye. A youth drug.
Aye.
Makes no sense. Make him younger so you can, like, and stay alive longer.
And
leave
him a giant bubble head.
I know.
Left him with an adult's head on a child's body.
And a rocket fucking skateboard.
Aye. So...
Well, they're after...
Jeremy Sapphire.
Eh? Did you just try to put that in a Japanese accent? Jerry Sapphire! Oh, you dirty boss. Lupin gets hired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he doesn't get hired. He gets tricked, forced into it because his bird's got a fucking explosive
Fujiko.
Necklace. Aye, Fujiko, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And he steals his fucking cherry sapphires, gives them air, and then gets double-crossed or some shit like that.
Triple-crossed, and then the FBI show up, and then this happens, and that happens. Then there's an Italian Justin Bieber comes in, gets threatened by the mafia.
Aye, tries to kill himself, but fails.
So, a lot is going on in this film.
It's long. It's fucking like 2 hours long.
It's over 2 hours.
I've never sat and watched an anime...
That long.
Or any animated film that's been that long. It's just strange to me.
Mm-hmm.
The ride was like an hour and a half and you're done. Yep. Back to your day. But who you can't.
What did you think of it?
It wasn't as good as I was hoping.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would have been better. Just because I've seen that Castaway
Cagliostro. Aye.
That was pretty good. But
which also featured Lupin.
Aye. Obviously.
For the audiences at home...
Audiences can. They can everything. The audience is good. The writers were Monkey Punch.
That is, I know, like the origin comic of Lupin.
I don't know.
Aye, so... Yeah, so there is the whole dual storyline then.
Aye. Conan wants a piece of Lupin. Lupin doesn't want to fuck out of day with Conan.
Aye. And... then they've got the mafia threatening the kids, supposedly. We'll probably spoil this because you're either not going to care about the film or you have seen it already.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah.
So I doubt we'll get a think it will get a release out here? Or is
no, like, there's so many, like, I think, anime films that just slip through the net. Like, the only places that really release anime titles over here is, like, that UK label Manga.
Yeah.
And I think, I reckon if all the anime is a DVD label, like, they're the guys that organised the Scotland Loves Anime Festival, mm-hmm. so I know they sell a boatload of DVDs, but I don't know if that's just... like shit they've bought for like Manga. But anyway, what are your thoughts on, provided this, we had watched this at the weekend and this is now in the middle of the week, so our opinions don't gonna be the sharpest, but I did copy the entire plot from Wikipedia.
Hooray, into a Word document. You stole.
So yes, we've covered, well, there's the opening heist where like, there's a third character.
Aye, the fucking the kid, aye, who's got the worst name,
which looked like an adult version of Conan.
Aye.
Dressed in white and
throwing like, just magical like, explosive fucking playing cards.
Another fucking jewel thief. Aye. That Western Onisons are unaware of.
Yeah.
No, us anyway. So originally it was like Conan was trying to catch the jewel thief.
Yeah.
Turns out it was Lupin when like a fucking samurai jumps out of nowhere and cuts Conan's little fucking skateboard in half.
Yeah, he's Back to the Future skateboard out the way.
Aye. Yeah, for a second I thought he just cutting the child in half. Like, wait. Oh, it's 2 minutes long, not 2 hours.
Yes.
But aye, so it seems to be like this must be like a big crossover movie.
Aye, obviously. It must be. I've heard the Lupin, but I never heard the Conan.
Conan, the detective man-child, as I like to call him, has his own series of films called Case Closed.
Right.
Because, that, as the guy that introduced the film said, like, he is sort of based off of like Sherlock Holmes. Like, in the film, they says he used, like, he came up with a different name by taking the middle name of Arthur Conan Doyle, like the writer of Sherlock Holmes.
Aye, Conan.
So he took up that persona of like Conan, like Itagawa. And there've been 18 films.
Oh, fuck it, hell.
Over the course of
ten
I think
years.
It might probably called just like Case Closed, and something. Case Closed and the fucking Philosopher's Stone. Mm. It's just basically I reckon if they're all like just fucking episodes of Scooby Doo, but so I like there must have been a huge fucking crossover in Japan for like for one boy that had 18 films behind his belt, and like Lupin is like fucking huge.
Mm.
Like even like he's known over here, kind of well, people that like anime are well aware of him. They're saying like he's giant in Italy and so. To have like a big versus movie, this is like maybe there, Alien versus Predator.
Oh god, no. Can I compare them? Alien versus Predator.
It's just like two big movie franchises versus each other.
What other fucking things has been like that? Two huge like franchises coming together.
Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, aye.
I reckon like fictional ones would be like fucking Terminator versus RoboCop.
Oh, that like, was a game.
Ah, exactly.
I loved
so,
that game. I was RoboCop all the time.
But, so, like, that was a big deal for them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying Japan's in a recession and they're needing to come up with, like...
something to make everybody more poor.
Aye. Like, it's basically as if they went, right, okay, Avengers versus Transformers, go! And then just...
Avengers 1 easily.
You have a fucking robotic dinosaur, we have a Hulk. Crush the dinosaur into a cube.
Basically, it crushes every colour in a cube.
So, all this shit has nothing to do with the film.
No.
Much
better film.
Was there any highlights? Like, what parts did you enjoy of the film?
I don't know.
I liked. Right, there was like. The old detective, like basically the Inspector Clouseau to the Pink Panther for Lupin. Like,
he was in Cagliostro as well, you know.
Aye.
Is that not like his real dad?
And he gave it to his dad.
He keeps like, calling
just come home for tea, son. Your mum's really, really like, upset.
And they can, it's just like, it looks like him, drawn style, but they kind of, that's just because personal
fucking
drew
Lupin
them.
Always reminds me as a fuck of drawn like a monkey. Like for the Monkey King, like, just something about that weird haircut and like the sideburns, and he's got the fucking cartoon smile.
Yeah,
like cartoon. Of course, he's fucking animated.
Hey,
still,
Mungo.
It always reminds me of him. But I did like that character as Zenigata, like just always coming along and getting that close to him and forever chasing him. The same with like a little later in the film when. How Lupin's got his sort of posse. He's got the samurai, the gunslinger, fucking cat
the,
suit.
The slutty fucking explosion woman.
Aye.
Likes a rocket launcher.
So, when I see her, it's like, that's why I just think like Japan so like kind of overly sexualizes things.
Aye.
But
overly sexualize white people.
It was just. I don't care, is she not supposed to be Japanese in that? Fujiko?
I think so, but why did they draw them all fucking white?
Maybe they're not, they're just maybe not making them bright yellow.
What, like this, are you trying to say the Simpsons are Asian?
But, alright, so like, I keep forgetting like Lupin had like a team.
Aye.
Like, I've not seen Castle Cagliostro like since I've rented it. Well, it feels like 10 years ago now. But that was a film that I was like really surprised of, like how surprisingly good it was.
Yeah,
and it was sort of like an off-brand Studio Ghibli. It wasn't
it was
a Studio Ghibli title, but it was Hayao Miyazaki.
It was an unofficial kind of thing.
It got released in identical packaging just to make sure you like get to go in with your collection.
It was an unnumbered version.
Yeah, exactly. But I did like the team up between Conan and the gunslinger character.
Aye.
And they form like a fucking father son relationship. Because obviously Conan has to keep up the persona of he is like a fucking 9-year-old child, maybe.
Aye.
So as they kept doing all the fucking papa son stuff and just taking the piss at each other, but then started working as a team.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed that. I would almost, like, watch that more than half of the other parts of the film.
Yeah.
I enjoyed their chemistry together.
Yeah.
Where it is just like a mismatched couple who will probably double-cross each other the first chance they get.
Yeah.
And also try and kill each other.
Uh-huh.
You never know if the money's there. Yeah. Jiggin is.
Eh?
The gunslinger.
Jiggin?
Aye.
I didn't hear any cunt say Jiggin.
They all use their second names, but I've only got to know of his first name on here. It's my bad notes. But I didn't quite enjoy the scene when they got to, like, there's a Tokyo Sky Tree. When Italian Justin Bieber wants to end it all and throw himself off the tower. And it's like Conan's sister and her pal. Like, he escapes security and wants to just be like a normal boy and go do touristy things. So he takes the girls with him. And then he just uses an excuse to kill himself. And basically almost throws them over with it. And then it's time for fucking Conan and Jiggin to get into action.
How big a hole do you need?
I know.
That'll be a chat.
Exactly. It's just when watching those scenes, like when they started working together, like fucking Master Gunslinger shooting a hole in the fucking sky tree and then Conan jumping out with a fucking belt. Some magical bungee cord.
I think it was maybe like a fire hose.
It looked like it, but wasn't it? Because he showed them, it had it tied around the pillar. Like a fire hose would have made some sense, but maybe in actuality we would have probably just stopped halfway. Right, now we have a 9-year-old dangling outside the Tokyo Sky Tree.
And 3 dead people.
Those bullets fucking So like all those elements of like the kid jumping out the window, the guy firing the bullets and all the music they put into it all worked really well. Yeah. I quite enjoyed that scene. Mm-hmm. But, as you said, the film's a good 2.5 hours long. Mm.
Bit long for me.
So it slows, it has its slow down parts. Like when they have that meeting, when they're doing the sapphire swap and things like that, then fucking everything happens. There's shootouts and FBI show up for an Aline Smith. Remember?
Aye.
Smith with a double E.
Yeah, it was an anagram. Everything had to be fucking anagrams.
Aye. And the boys had to make up their own names, like the samurai and the gunslinger. It's like, other than those parts, the rest was fine. It wasn't highly entertaining.
No, it's just something, it's more like background.
Aye, it's like,
stuff. You can lay it running in the background.
Aye, like, I'm trying to think. Fucking kids would love it, I think. Oh. If it was dubbed in English.
Aye.
And, like, it's easily like a fucking Saturday afternoon movie or something that they could just...
Yeah.
Like, just like, leave your child in front of the television for 2 hours.
It's not something that you...
And like, it...
Break the...
Aye,
change plans to watch.
Exactly. Kind of, and it's... I'm trying to think. It was rated 12.
Aye.
It wasn't violent. Like... Okay, Conan gets shot at one point. That seems to be like the only person that seems to get shot in it. Oh, you see being hit with a bullet.
Aye.
It's a 9-year-old child being shot by the Italian mafia.
Yeah. In Japan.
In Japan. And it's no overly sexual. There's like
the one bit with
Fujiko's in a bubble bath.
With a 9-year-old lassie.
Aye.
Like they were going to start fingering each other.
No.
That's what I thought the fucking older one was going to do with Fujiko.
No!
Like she had her fucking one leg hanging out the side of the bathroom, right?
I think that's just them over sexualizing that character.
Oh, like, she was doing herself.
But we're not having a discussion about like wanting this fucking youth. Potion, like she wanted to stay young.
Fujiko wanted to.
Aye, she wanted to rip the head off the little girl and drink her blood.
Yeah.
And be young forever.
Harsh.
Probably true if it's women wanting to stay young.
Yeah, maybe.
So I will kill a bubble headed child.
I would kill 2 bubble headed children if I could get
drink,
them young.
Double shot their blood. Look at the notes. Like, it gets all really overly complicated. Like, when we find out Conan's also working for the Vespian government to get the ore, they get the cherry sapphire back to that. And it's like, it lost me towards the end.
I didn't care what the fuck was going on at the end. Mm-hmm. The fuck was that, like, bit of metal?
Stop touching the table.
Oh, apologies.
You're probably just spiking the mic.
I'll fucking spike anything I want.
Other thoughts? Any thoughts?
Not really.
See, I would probably watch it again, like if it popped up on Netflix or something, and just play it as you said in the background. Like, I wouldn't go out my way to buy it or go to the cinema to see it again. But the fact that we went to Scotland Love Anime to see, like, just 2 films that we knew very little about.
Yeah.
Was, like, the whole thing of, like, fuck it. And, like, as we'll soon find out with, like, our next film.
Yeah.
Like, going into a movie blind is actually, could work sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
But, trivia for Conan versus, well, looking at the 3rd versus Conan.
Uh-huh.
There's very little. Because there's not a Japanese or JIMDB, unfortunately, or IMDB.jp.
I was going to say, why would Japan not use the internet?
Aye, that's right.
Maybe database.
So there was a sort of follow-on film made after this.
Was
it? Takashi Kyoki directed a continuation film. To the woman called Fujiko Mine, TV series. So I think because she left in her own direction at the end of it, so that it kind of started her own wee series entitled, that's it, Daisuke Jigen, or Jiren, like the gunslinger, entitled Daisuke Jiren's Gravestone, and depicted how Lupin and Jiren had became partners, and was released theatrically June this year. I think there's almost like a movie edit on Amazon, because I was trying to look at what actual Lupin movies have made it across here, and there is like a Fujiko film, and there's like a 2013 release date on it, which is weird how like the fucking companion piece comes out before the actual film. But and when the film was released on DVD and Blu-ray in Japan in June this year, it fucking like blockbuster numbers. Like the deluxe DVD edition sold 11,000 copies. The regular edition sold 8,000 copies, and the Blu-ray edition sold an additional 10,000 copies as well. So, like, I think it like kind of ruined the charts for a while because it just took over.
Yeah.
Budget and box office. No information on a budget for this.
No.
You'll find that with this, there isn't any Rotten Tomato information on our movies either. I think to the point where there's not enough critics have reviewed it and all that. But the box office for this was 4 billion yen. 39 million.
Oh, good job, you fucking did it. So you're fuck a couple of years gone and looking to do that. You can.
So that sounds like a lot.
It does.
Like 4 billion yen, recession over.
You were fucking sold. We're good again. Let's go make some more trees.
Awards, it was nominated at the Japanese Academy for Best Animation Film, and it lost
to
Hayao Miyazaki for The Wind Rises. I guess like Studio Ghibli is still like fucking, I was gonna say gangbusters, like it'll be like fucking Disney over there.
It'll be like Disney making superhero movies.
But they don't win Oscars.
Oh.
Well, I think I got one. I'm pretty sure the Avengers won a special effects Oscar, but let's not talk about that.
quickly, can we move on?
Internet's reaction to Lupin the Third versus Conan. IMDb, I'll let you guess.
6.9.
Holy shit! 6.7!
Oh!
Based on votes from
106
users.
Fuck.
You were fucking like 0.2 off.
I know. I thought I was going to get it.
Nah, still wrong. So right, that's it. That's all. Do you have any other anything else you want to say about Lupin the Third?
Not really.
Before we close the book on them?
Close it.
Closed. Okay, the second film we caught was Time of Eve from 2013.
Yeah.
That was fucking something else. Like, when we got to the cinema, collecting tickets, and they're like, right, okay, for this second film, you need to kind of, like, get in early, because it's going to sell out, or it had already sold out at that point.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. And the only thing I knew about this movie ahead of time was what I told you when we were going through. There was a teenage boy sitting beside a woman who had her top up. And
no breasticles.
Her chest plate was down, and like, he was charging his phone off her, from the looks of it. And I was like, oh no, this could get weird. But.
Right.
Dead air. I reckon why I just switched off for a second there. I was like, oh, sleep would be good. anyway, Time of Eve from director Yasuhiro Yoshihira.
Are you sure?
Yasuhiro Yoshihira. Milk, no sugar.
Yasuhiro Yoshihira. Got it right.
Director of Patame Inverted.
What?
A film that came out earlier this year. It looks pretty decent. Seeing Time of Eve, I would probably have a look out and see if I think that's in stores now. it's a weird one where it's a princess who lives, let's say, the little magical kingdom's made of tunnels and all this stuff underground.
Yeah.
And there's the danger zone. Never go near the danger zone. Princess goes through the danger zone, ends up basically on the ceiling of this house. Standing as you normally would, but on top of a ceiling in a world where everything's upside down. Cut to the real world. This boy has got a lassie standing on our ceiling, who's supposed to be a princess from a kingdom that comes underground. And he's trying to get her back, but he can't take her to the house because she'll just fall into the sky.
Oh, well.
So, fucking seems Japanese, like a, eh?
They can think of anything.
So, Time of Eve, characters. I'm not going for the names. You are read out.
Yeah, it's weird because Riku's got two different people playing him.
Is that just because he's been dubbed into English as well?
Oh, could be.
Yeah, they usually give the English language actors credits
right,
as well.
So we're just going to talk the Japanese.
Aye. Tell me about the main boys.
Right. So Riku is Jun Fukuyama.
Yep.
What one was Rina?
Rina was Big Boobed Assassin.
Eh?
We'll talk about her later.
Right.
What about Masaki?
Masaki is Kenji Nojima.
Okay, Sammy.
Sammy, where the fuck is Sammy? Sammy. Rai Tanaka.
Okay, and Nagi.
Nagi, I've seen that someplace, I think. Alright. Stephanie Sheesh. Oh, Sheer. S-H-E-H.
You have to pronounce everything angry.
Sheer.
Ah, there you go.
Stephanie Sheer.
Very, very Japanese.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
That's it. And like, we'll no bother going through all the regular cast members that appear in it. What is the plot of A Time of Eve?
Well, it starts off with a boy, a lady who's got a fucking robot servant.
Yes.
And then he's checking her code and finds out that she went someplace. And he follows her to a cafe where all the robots are pretending to be... Oh, they're not pretending to be humans, no discrimination.
Exactly. When if they're treated as everyone else, and everyone else is treated as...
The same.
Just
say that. Right. Right. Everyone else is treated like a fucking ten-legged fucking antelope.
So, what?
I don't know. But aye. And then it's just kind of... He enjoys it there. He starts talking. You can't tell who's robot, who's fucking human.
Mm-hmm. And it breaks... It sort of realises that robots are almost humans too.
Yeah.
Which is... Like, when reading that, like, on paper, that's like, this sounds fucking weird.
I know.
Like, they're going to try and fuck that robot, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought was going to happen easily.
But, no. It turns out to be, like, a... Is it a drama, almost?
Aye.
Like...
I would say it made drama, then.
Science fiction melodrama.
Kind of.
Oh, what way to sell it is that I'm not watching sci-fi melodrama.
It's a sci-fi children's movie, but with adult themes.
Ah, it's a bit heavy for children.
Yeah.
Not enough fun happens. Did you like it?
Aye, it was really good. I didn't expect to like it, but...
Aye. I thought as well. Like, we kind of went in blind.
Yeah.
We just knew the fucking bare bones plot and that weird poster out.
Aye.
It kind of won me over, like, sort of half, like, at the beginning, wasn't too sure what to think of it. I was waiting for the weird thing to happen.
Aye.
Nothing really weird happens, and it just does this thing where it kind of is trying to break down social barriers between fucking humans and their android robot servants.
Yes. Should they have a soul?
Yes, and like...
And feelings.
In the film, they kind of, like, they kind of look down upon them. Like, fuck all, like, make fun of people that have them, or attempt to treat them like humans. Like, when one had, like, his android was called Sammy. Ah, oh, he talked to it like it's a person. Ah, oh, you're weird.
Why's it got a name?
It was like, hey, thing. And like, you see that? Some folk just throw their bags at it. And
God, that's your dick.
Aye. Punch.
Give me that fucking umbrella.
And then, like, it has that weird thing when they do go to this cafe. Like, the distinction between the androids and the humans is sort of this coloured halo above the head. It's red just seems to be like when they're in standby mode doing what they need.
Green when
and green is
answers.
Like when they're engaged, they're being asked a question.
Aye.
But when they all go into this cafe, the rings disappear and they all just look like people.
Yeah. Can't tell who's who.
Aye, and they have this strange law. Like, and the cafe called Time of Eve.
Yeah.
And where it has this...
one rule.
Exactly.
That about, contradicts all other rules for some reason.
That's right, the robot laws.
Yeah.
But it has like a proper security thing where like when people leave, the door locks itself for 5 minutes.
So you can't follow them home.
And then point go, ah, you're a robot! Aye. So, but... it was actually a surprisingly good film, but as you said, it this was I guess it's trivia, but like you need to kind of know this,
right?
Almost like it was a 6-episode TV show,
yeah,
edited into a movie.
Yeah, a movie. So there could be a wee bit out there that wasn't in the film.
Could be, but this film was also probably about 2 hours long as well.
Yeah.
So, depending on how long the episodes were, they could have got most of it in there.
It could have just been wee 20-minute episodes or something.
Mm-hmm. But no, it was... And, like, I said to you, like, it was basically Cheers meets iRobot, or maybe, like, AI, artificial intelligence.
But there's no fucking Kelsey Grammer. Thank God.
No, there's no Kelsey Grammer in there.
Good.
but aye, it's got all the like. It has its characters. It's got the young girl with the hoodie.
Aye.
It's got the little the couple where it's like a quiet, awkward man and a busty woman hanging on his arm.
Yeah.
The
young child.
A young child that believes she's a cat.
Aye.
Her foster parent.
Granddad. It's just an old guy.
The mystery man reading the book in the corner.
Yeah.
And just the waitress behind the counter.
I think that was it.
Aye. So, as, like, the whole point of the TV show is sort of, like, episode by episode, you kind of got everyone's story.
Yeah.
And the base of that, like, I don't think... I'd have to kind of watch them separately now, because they did say they had to jumble it around a little bit to make... the transition of the movie to work smoother than just watching, like, binge watching 6 episodes of a show back to back.
Each episode would probably be centred around one or a couple of folks.
Characters, aye.
Aye. Instead of just being back and forth with all of them.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, like, where you're led on the journey of finding out all the, like, the regulars in this cafe, whether they're androids or not.
You'd find out through it.
And, like, it's not... like, instantly you fucking do the judging the books by its cover. Yeah. Like, lonely man with, like, a big chest at women. He's like, oh, he's totally bought this fucking sex bot. That's him. Yeah. Like, he can't get a girl on his own, so he's taking selfies with fucking jugs over here. And I kind of liked it, what, like, how they, when it basically got to them... And the whole reason was because the boys couldn't stop staring at her tits. And he's like, let's go on, let's go talk to them, let's get the story behind these tits.
Are they real? Let's find out. Physically.
But, I also liked how it kind of had this, the robot ethics committee. Like, it had what would, I consider to be almost like their Ku Klux Klan, like the people against... robots, like, don't let robots prepare your food. Like, maybe Ku Klux Klan was a little strong.
Aye.
There wasn't any burning crosses in this film.
No.
They weren't even going about in white hoods. But they were doing, like, a pretty decent advertising campaign of, like, your tomato could be filled with washers and screws.
Somehow.
Aye.
Don't eat a tomato grown by a robot. Grow it yourself, lazy fucking dick.
Exactly. So that kind of gave her the edge to it, that, like, there is this group in the background that are looking are against the robots. And in the opening scenes of the film, we're led to think that the robots are becoming more self-aware. Almost. It's almost like a virus. It kind of, there's like a wee flow chart of one going to two, then two going to four, and this map lighting up.
At the very start?
Aye. Oh. And then, like, it just led to, like, robots deciding, I think I'll go to the a coffee shop.
Yeah, I've got a spare 20 minutes. Let's go get a fucking cup of tea.
It's not like, I've just finished washing the dishes. Here is all the shark cutlery. And just run at people.
Aye.
Like, it wasn't like the fucking Isaac Asimov thing of, like, oh no, they went rogue and they're going to kill people.
Aye. That would break their first law.
What is the laws again? There's three. There is,
you should not
harm your...
cannot hurt any human.
Yes. The second one, is that you can't let anyone hurt your human, or...
You can't let anyone hurt you.
Aye.
And third one, you can't let anybody hurt another human.
Aye, something that contradicts, like, the first two laws, or it's like you can't let anything happen that goes against these laws.
Aye.
But the whole thing about the two teenage boys, Riku and Masaki,
aye,
is there is no law about lying.
Telling lies, aye. Because that could be construed as protecting. The telling lies to protect
the kid, like, aye, exactly. So this boy flips it because she starts making the coffee different in the house.
It's basically, I think it's like a jealous husband just found out that she's, like, doing something that she's not telling him about. It's like, you fucking dirty bitch,
aye,
did you get this coffee, eh, you fucking whore, you're shagging somebody else.
What's wrong with me?
I'm 14 year old, for fuck's sake.
This is Japan.
Maybe
you're a female robot. I'm a teenager.
Get your tentacles in, fuck me.
I should be wiping you down for terrible things I've done.
Hello. Or making you do it.
Aye.
Because I can't be arsed, because I'm tired.
And once, like, I've rusted your gears, then you make my coffee.
Yes.
Not that fucking blend shit.
Well, he enjoys it. But he knows where it comes from. It's a special blend.
Yes. I guess it's 12, they kind of go that into it. But I always thought, they love this fucking brand of coffee. It's Offie Offie special that they could only find in this little coffee shop that's hidden down an alley behind a closed door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's everyone drinking?
I know.
I was like,
it's like wet.
It's like, are, like,
is that like feces of robot feces they're drinking? It's like they've drank coffee all day and then shit it and make more coffee.
They just fucking scratch some rust off their ass.
Oh.
I just thought it was like some stupid shit. It's like, ah, it's humans! Like, it's just some really...
you think it was going good in fucking, like, Sweeney Todd route?
Like, cup of coffee and a mince pie? Like, what?
House has got a fingernail on it.
Like, why are they starting... Where's Helen Bonham Carter come from? What's going on?
Johnny Depp. You did it. Sitting there with his fucking scissor hands. I was a robot all the time.
So, any particular highlights in the film?
Oh, the best bit has to be the fucking, when the old fashioned robot comes in.
It comes in, and it's almost taking cues for, like, Terminator.
Aye, it had, like, kind of like dun, 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 dun. Had the kind of Terminator music when it kind of zoomed in,
yeah. Aye, and you just see it's this fucking old, broken down Tin Man robots with fucking steam pouring its side of it, its head jittering, and it looks at the board, understands that there's no discrimination whether he's a robot or a human. He is a customer.
Yes.
And everyone's looking at it going, holy shit, it's a fucking old robot that looks like he's about to explode. And there's like, well, I'm a customer, don't you want to know my name? And well,
that's his name.
His fucking, like, memories are corrupted, so...
No, it got wiped.
Aye, like, originally, like, it's it's a wee bit bad, and it doesn't know its name. It's just like this fucking corrupted file that just goes, and like they're all fucking freaking out because their eardrums are exploding. And he's like, "Why won't you let me? Like, why won't you listen to my name?" It's like, and so they had to like brace themselves to listen to the fucking high pitched tone.
It destroys.
And then it wants to drink coffee because it thinks it's human, and they're all like, "Fuck, it's gonna blow up." And it's good because the movie has some fucking heavy, heavy drama parts to it.
Well, then it fucking bits of humour comes in anyway.
It breaks it up. It doesn't become too like, fuck, this is heavy. So it was like about 5 minutes of fucking tension of whether this robot
desperately try to stop him for drinking this coffee.
Aye, because they just know he's gonna pour it onto the fucking speaker and
blow himself
in its skull. And then like that fucking moment where it just pulls it a little straw.
Sticks a straw in the fucking thing and drinks the coffee.
And they're like, water tank! And like, ah! And then we get like the crippling backstory of legally dumping robots.
Yeah, because there's a charge to recycle your robot.
Aye.
And no,
so it was illegally abandoned to skip the return fee. All personal data was deleted to prevent anyone knowing who it was. So it was just this wee old Alzheimer's robot that was too old.
Kind of escape for the dump kind of thing.
It can only remember about the wee child it cared for.
I can remember, but I can't remember any details.
I can't remember the face. It had a wee cartoon. It had a wee drawn face. The kid it raised. And then it was just dumped. Probably had its organs torn out and like, all its good parts. And then it just wanted a cup of coffee and die in peace.
Yeah. That was a bit hingy when it did eventually die.
Getting a bit heavy.
Aye, it got like it was like it had a when you die you're meant to see your life.
Aye,
and it actually got to see the child.
Yeah,
and hear his real name again.
Aye, he's a Cataran or something.
Aye, before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the other robots were all like cuddling him as he died.
Shit got heavy.
Aye. Death of robots.
Did your wife cry?
Kinda. She was trying to keep it in. I looked at her, said, "Are you green?" Said, "No."
She's like, "Are fucking... you gonna hit me?" Maybe. don't make me see no tears.
Right.
You're supposed to be a robot.
No, spread them.
What? We're in a sold out cinema.
I don't care.
There's children here.
They can't be here.
But I was like one thing I noticed. We've seen two films that day. Mm-hmm. One was a more child-centric, like more of a children's film. High drinks.
Yeah.
Lupin versus Conan. Audience were going fucking nuts at the time. They fucking ate this movie up.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel a little bit weird. Is it? I'm not laughing hysterically at this as much as everyone else is.
Yeah.
And then we saw A Time of Eve, and that was maybe a more mature audience.
Aye.
Like, we laughed at all the right parts, as everyone else did.
Yeah.
But folk were fucking shitting kittens at fucking Lupin versus Conan. And it was a little strange.
I get this because we did quite get Asian humour. They've maybe got another sense of humour.
Or
things lost in translation.
Aye, maybe. And I could just imagine maybe there might be more backstory as well. Like, we went into the film blind. The only history we had was one movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you've watched all the other 18 Case Closed movies and this and that, and you catch other references or
maybe,
or if you didn't fall asleep during the film.
That's that fucking burger. Fucking Big
the
Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski sleepy bun.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hurry up.
Okay, so do you want to talk about everyone in the bar, or is that a wee bit overkill?
No, we'll just kind of thing with the story, mate.
Aye.
Fucking how one of them, like the Riku, is like, the good one, is kind of intrigued by it. Want to learn more about the robots and how they're doing it and all like that.
Aye, and all of a sudden, like, towards the second half of the film, you realise he's kind of got beef. with the robots.
How?
With the piano.
Oh, aye, you do, aye. Like, a robot comes out of nowhere and, like, steals his passion.
He was, like, a junior pianist and aye. Looked like he was in a competition and he was going to win it.
No, he did win it. He won it, but he looked at the story. It was all about how this robot ended
The limelight
as well.
Was stolen by... It was like, holy shit, an android could play the piano beautifully!
Yeah.
And it just kind of made him resent it, and that was him. He gave up the piano, and his house robot, Samu, like, was learning the piano.
Aye.
I think if it was, like, in the sense that, like, well, she said things like he played it so beautifully and things like that.
She wanted to copy him.
Aye. And... But then was there no, like, this fear of it'll probably make him hates me more.
And then she doesn't want
maybe
it.
Maybe she was just asking for it.
She wanted it. She was basically a battered wife.
Aye.
That's what her whole fucking persona was in the house. It was like, couldn't do anything wrong or she would get a beating.
Mm-hmm. Change the coffee. Oh, now you can play the piano. Mm. Yank, you're better. You fucking better than...
Fucking iron in the boss.
Robot bitch, kiss your pal.
You like coffee, bitch? Here's some coffee. Eat that, Grant. Eat it. He's fucking forced it in her throat. You like that coffee, bitch? You want to play the piano? How about play it with your eyes?
Fucking time of Eve, 15.
Right. Time of Eve, the wife beater is Chronicles.
That's like when you run out of ideas and fuck it, let's just do this.
This is bar fucking robots.
And like, it was almost sort of like a similar story for the second boy.
Kinda.
Like Misaki, like, he's had, like, more...
A hatred towards robots.
Kind of, aye, like...
Since a child.
He was, like, being raised by his dad, like, he was a...
His dad is...
Sort of like a single parent.
Aye, but he is the leader of the...
Aye,
the fuck
like
against...
In the robot ethnics.
Yeah, the fuck against robots.
He's in amongst all that shit. So he's not even, like... He, right away, like... They have the old fucking dustbin model of the robot.
It makes me think of the robot that's in Rocky.
Oh, Rocky 4.
Makes me think of that robot.
It totally is. And, like, because you can tell, obviously, they're against, like, the fucking, what would be, like, the Apple equivalent of the androids nowadays, where they are, just it's human, but there's a robot in there.
Yeah.
So, nah, nobody kins this fucking... giant fucking plastic robot. Like, that's definitely a robot, there's no
definitely.
Hiding it. And it's got the old fucking like sound files, and it's
sounds like Siri was inside a fucking trash can.
Aye.
And wheels.
It was like the kid was like getting quite emotionally attached to the robot.
Yeah, like, basically it was his maw.
Aye, and he hadn't got a mum, so he was sort of latching onto the robot, telling it secrets.
Yeah.
And aye, he was talking to the robot about the mum dad divorce and talking about how like things are going south between them, and he hopes everything's alright, and the dad is listening in.
Aye, it was something about the robot wanted the bairn to promise not to tell her dad.
Aye, the fucking robot
had, wanting the bairn to lie.
Yeah, the fucking robot housemaid was keeping secrets.
Yeah. And then that got
and then it lost its voice.
Yeah,
got its throat slit.
Remove the voice box modulator.
And then it fucking fast forward 15 years later where it looked like it cried. That
was
the weirdest thing.
Aye,
it had almost rusted tears. It was like mascara, another beaten wife.
Fucking
mascara running in the eyes. And
talk to me, bitch, and I'll punch your face.
And that's the kid. He's like, talk to me, mum. Why?
I said, I'm getting the fucking cuddling tongues.
What, you just go shank her with curling tongs? Just
no, that's like some of them. Oh, you can burn them, but then they were just doing their hair and they done it by accident.
A giant dustbin has no hair.
We gave it
hair. It's got it's basically like the head from Frank. It's got the fucking lipstick on. It's got a gaffer tape plaster.
We installed a fucking hair cartridge.
He's like, let's fuck. Like, no!
You wanna fuck me? Am I beautiful?
A wee plastic fucking bit drops in the back where you put batteries in. Pops out.
With a fucking wee suction cup on end.
Oh. So aye, that shit, like, this is when like the film becomes heavy again. This kid was heartbroken that his fucking
his
wee lifelong
friend.
Companion stopped talking to him, and he realised later on that basically...
His dad commanded it never to talk to him again.
Mm-hmm. And it has to follow the rules.
It has to follow the rules of the oldest member kind of thing. Like his dad
the
was...
owner. Like, this is just sort of like the child. Yeah. You have to listen to the parent.
Yeah, you have to listen to the owner of the robot.
Aye. So it just stopped talking.
You pay my bills. I have to listen to you.
So it's just a working class. Oh.
Yeah.
Bye. Then it gets to the point where you think the cafe is in danger because the robot ethnic group are trying to do like an investigation and find, because they're becoming aware that the robots are self-aware. Yeah. And seem to be acting like people behind closed doors.
Aye, they didn't
so
like
they're
it.
Doing a wee investigation and finding out the hot spots.
Aye.
And the fucking...
Going to go shut those bitches down.
The time of Eve fucking Backstreet Cafe.
Aye.
Is a hot spot for robots.
Hot spots. It's a hot spot for hot spots.
Aye. So all of a sudden, like, the fucking dustbin robot... Tet, that was the name of it.
Aye, is there.
Aye. And it's there to warn Misaki that this android is coming to basically shut the place down. Like, aye, it brings, it's sort of like, it realised the first law was going to get broken and that.
Yeah.
Someone, his, like, one of his owners was going to be in danger.
Aye.
So he had to go there, warn him,
mm-hmm.
but he got there before the boy.
Aye.
And then, like, the boy shows up. And he fucking breaks the law, like, when this... Basically, like, what would be the... I'd say the Terminator equivalent, but no, it's just a normal android. It's like a human.
Yeah.
But, and it's just this fucking Slender Man walks in.
Aye, but it recognises him for his dad's files. Mind it was...
Aye, because he's also, files. Like, the fucking personal computer.
Aye.
That's it. It's just a wee beating secretary. Yeah. So, right, just, like, don't talk to the child. Do my
wash
notes.
My drawers and do my work.
Look me in the eye, woman. Why yeah. did you leave?
Ah!
Oh. And we're both married as well.
Oh, no.
I like how we all have this underlying tension of beating women.
Well, it's just... It's like a dream of ours. We dream about beating their women and getting away with it.
Fortunately, they hit back, so...
I know.
It's just not as fun.
I've got 5 foot one fucking, like... Bitch, you a fucking wife and things to throw things at me.
Throw you in holds, chokes you out.
Aye. Puts me in a fucking sharpshooter and I'm blind on the floor.
A 5 foot one mixed martial artist in your house.
She fucking beats me.
I can't sleep at night, then she just puts me in a chokehold and that's me.
I'm sleeping. No, it's like I'm tossing and turning. You stop moving. I can't sleep. Oh, I'll fucking pay you sleep all right, fucking that.
Cratty chop to the solar plexus.
Solar plexus? When she punched me in the chest? You fucking did actions like you're getting chopped in
the
temple.
Skull. I know.
Oh, she just hooks me in the skull.
Aye.
Basically. You hurt my fucking knuckles.
Sleep robot.
So I'm fucking beating fucking me when I'm KO'd.
Sleep child maker.
I wake up, she's like 6 months pregnant. In the hospital because she fucking put me in a coma.
You're just there with full beards.
Aye.
Oh. I've done the fucking podcast 6 months on my own.
No, because you're in there next
to me. I'm in the hospital recording beside you, just hoping you'll answer. One day he'll tell you what he thinks.
I just kind of, you see my finger twitch, and like, he likes it.
You're still wrong about Rotten Tomatoes, Andy. Two twitches, nope.
Can't speak, but I can hear you.
Stop reviewing shit films.
I know.
I thought reviewing 6 months worth of Ryan Gosling would bring him back, but...
Never.
It seems to have slowed him down.
And you finally woke me up with fucking something good. Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
That's quite a lot happened in 6 months.
I've got 6 months, right? I was imagining like 6 years.
So, depends.
Depends what time of the month it is.
Anyway, time of Eve.
Right.
Shit gets heavy again, like when the kid and the robot talks.
Yeah, because it's allowed to break
the rule to protect the child
to follow the main rule.
he manages to talk to him whilst the threat's still in the room.
Yeah.
And he says, if I was always by your side, I knew you'd be okay. Yeah. And then the threat leaves, and then the robot shuts up again.
Yeah, just stops talking again.
And like
the guy just bursts out green.
That's probably like the second point where I could all day will be drama's so heavy.
Let's go, robot. Let's take you home.
And then you realise it kind of climbs stairs. No. And everyone fucking goes nuts.
Aye, just kind of drives towards the stairs and just bangs it. Everyone's stairs and stops.
Aye, it's like all the fucking melodramatic music stops and everyone realises it. Oh. There's no raps.
How did it get down here? Oh, we carried it down.
Aye, there's all these folk comes in. We carried up! And it wasn't just this fucking light-hearted comical moment just fucking broke up.
Aye.
The fact that fucking Fokker crying into their horns about the melodrama.
Yeah.
That bit get the missus?
I did kind of never looked.
Like, that was probably... was there something in your eye at that point?
Yes!
It was like...
It's fists!
Fucking dusty building. Ah, fucking independent cinema! But I can imagine that's probably the moment that broke a lot of people.
Yeah.
Even if, maybe if I watched it again, it might catch me out. Like, I can't, it's coming. Oh, God, this is really... Oof. Don't think about it. Leave the room, Margaret. Oh. It's like making really quite loud noise. It's that anime film.
Oh. Fucking just like fucking noises.
And she looks up the movie and she just sees the fucking poster of a woman lifting her top up. Like, I knew it.
You dirty bastard.
And you're in the you fucking, dirty bird.
You're in the hospital and I'm fucking doing podcast next to you.
Right, I'm going to coma. My fucking waist is. I can't feel my legs. She broke me. Punched me right in the spine.
And stones. I'm technically a woman now.
Keep lifting up my gown. Are they there? No. Put that fucking dangling sausage away.
They're in your chest.
I'm a fucking B cup. Anyway, that was a time of Eve.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Time of beating.
Thank you very much if you are still with us at this point.
Sorry. We didn't actually beat our wives, but we do want to.
But they probably beat us first.
Yeah.
Anyway, stop making sounds, Andrew.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
Aye. Okay, right. Some trivia. Right, so it was originally it was described as an ONA show, original net anime.
Uh-huh.
So it was shown on sites like Crunchyroll and Yahoo Japan.
Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll.
Oh, huh. So see, I never heard of Crunchyroll.
I think you probably get it as an app now, and it's like an anime streaming app.
Right.
So the six episodes was rolled out over the course of a year.
Oh.
So it was something like a 2-month gap between each episode. Then after Christmas, it was like a 4-month gap before it came back. So you're really getting drip fed.
Holy shit! Yeah. Is it drawn by fucking hand, by one parent?
It got its theatrical release in 2010, and in 2013, the studio in Japan made a Kickstarter to get released internationally.
Mm-hmm.
With the goal of $18,000 to cover all their costs.
Yeah.
They achieved that goal in 24 hours.
Nice.
So they announced a new goal for $50,000.
Uh-huh.
They got that 60 hours later.
Yeah.
Final amount was $215,000 raised.
Aye.
So, especially when they were just wanting 18,
yeah.
They almost got basically $200,000 on top of that.
Yeah.
The goals went everything from, for the small amounts you were getting, maybe like an art book, postcards, stills of the film. For the bigger cost, maybe about $40-$50, you were getting the Blu-ray of the movie.
Yeah.
And for the bigger ones, about $150, you were getting the movie, as well as a Time of Eve coffee cup and saucer. Like that was sort of like quite a lot in the film. Like they had like
aye,
their
zoomed
sort
in
of.
On how like, was your time of Eve? Have you enjoyed your time of Eve?
Exactly. So they were like making the coffee cups
aye.
And even the coffee blend in the same containers from this animated film. They were they've all made this shit as like just incentives for folk that went on that Kickstarter.
Aye.
even to the point where the $500 perks was getting original artwork, like the original character sketches and all this stuff, as well as the Blu-ray and the coffee. And so
basically it was like a tower.
If you put five, so it made its money so fucking easy.
Yeah.
For the robot that Ethnics Committee put, it was known as Calvin 4. That was like the name of the model that they were sending out, like the one that was going to report them all.
Oh, right.
That
right,
dude.
Right.
To conduct primarily investigations of places that encourage inappropriate human-robot interactions. Mm. Calvin 4 is a common... and this is an alliteration, which sort of like a throwaway reference to Dr. Susan Calvin, a fictional character from Isaac Asimov robot stories. Like, that author is the guy behind iRobot,
oh, right.
Artificial Intelligence. Mm-hmm. I was just about to say the fucking other one, Total Recall, but I think that's Philip K. Dick or something. I'm trying to remember something they do. Androids Dream of Electric Sheep. I think that's the original title to like Blade Runner. I mean, that was like the all these big sci-fi movies are like based on fucking short science fiction stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the proper title to Blade Runner. But he never wrote that. But Isaac Asimov is like one of the big writers. So that was just sort of like a wee reference to one of his characters. The CPU used in the Calvin 4 is an RUR, and that refers to the 1921 play by Carol Capek, subtitled Rossum's Universal Robots. The play introduces the word robot from the Czech word robota, meaning forced labour.
Uh-huh. Slave.
Yeah. So, just that was like some of the trivia Nick from like the anime websites.
Yeah.
Because IMDb is a dry well.
Yeah.
So there isn't any box office figures for this. I did see a page where it charted the top 10 movies of 2010. It was in there. I think it was in the top 20.
Uh-huh.
And it was... I didn't even think it made ¥1 billion. So... Uh-huh. But, like, this, it was... What do you expect? It was shown on the internet for free.
Yeah.
Then it was, like... released 2 years later as a movie, like everyone's seen it at that point, so mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine it being gangbusters.
Yeah.
And like Studio Ghibli held the throne again with Ariete that year, so awards, it did get a couple festival nominations. Like, that's probably like the thing for it, it'll probably have done really well in the festival circuit.
Yeah.
Internet's reaction, IMDb,
7.1.
Oh, you're getting better. 7.6.
That's not getting better, it's getting worse.
well, sorry.
It was too awful last time, you fucking coup.
It's still in the number 7, though.
Well, you're getting the first number right.
Oh,
I'm going to get the 189 wrong.
That was based on 994 users voting.
Right.
So, next time, the film's swearing.
Stop fishing yourself, you fucking mink.
Settle, pal.
Oh, no.
Aye, so our next episode, if this all goes right and our times are right,
yeah,
and we don't miss a train, we'll have seen Tusk,
yes,
at the Leeds International Film Festival.
Hopefully.
And we'll be doing the podcast in Leeds.
Aye.
Straight after we see the movie.
Yeah.
So, enjoy that if it happens.
Yeah, maybe. Aye. And if you want to see it happen, go to what is it?
It's too late.
I want money for free.
Aye, our funding campaign, I think the whole fact that we have it on like a third rate funding website.
Aye, no one can do it.
Exactly, nobody wants the PayPal money to gogetfunding.com.
Yes.
But it was the only one that would take us.
Aye.
Kickstarter, don't give you the money unless you get your full goal.
Yeah.
Indiegogo is the UK equivalent of Kickstarter, but they want everyone's project to start with a minimum goal of £500.
Yeah. Which is a wee bit.
And we like, we only need like 190.
Aye, we're not greedy.
Aye, they are.
Aye, obviously.
So, like, if you fucking really want to throw like £190 at us, go on our Facebook page. It's the link's been getting plugged there relentlessly.
Yeah,
our numbers are going down.
Didn't have to give anyone their fucking 90.
Nah,
fucker.
Fuck them. Let them throw it at us.
Aye, give us it all. Pay us to enjoy ourselves.
What? Anyway, do you want to plug any other podcast whilst we're here?
Hell, they fucking bastards. they give me shit.
Did they give you shit?
Aye, they was making me seem like I'm a fucking mungo. Hey, you fucking shit cunt motherfucker. They was making me like a fucking talk like that.
Alright, see, we both listen to the same podcast, and I don't get any of that.
Ah, it's the bits I'll listen to. I'll listen out for the things.
Oh, like, you're just really self-deprecating on that, so.
I like to be liked, and when they don't fucking
like
agree,
you. Oh. Well, that's it. Like, they've not even. Oh, aye. I think they mentioned something about our Halloween podcast.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Did they?
I've not heard. Or maybe that was in person.
No! They fucking ripped me to your face and you didn't even stick up for me!
Alright, well, no, we were both agreeing that the rest of Halloween was better.
Yous are fucking losers!
Anyway, if you want to listen to another Scottish podcast, massmovieside.uk.com. Recently, well, not be recent now because it's a couple of weeks later. They've talked about Trick or Treat and Creepshow.
Yeah.
Some horror movie suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Which I've never heard of them.
Nah. Trick or Treat's on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's someone I won't be watching.
Anyway, so you can check them out. Don't listen to any other podcasts, really, that talk to us.
No. I don't listen to any other podcasts.
The fucking Swansea Comic Collective.
Yeah.
Their podcast is pretty decent.
So is it?
SEC's podcast, I think. Or go to secassemble.co.uk for Swansea Comic podcast.
Yeah, listen to their weird.
I almost think
accents.
That I might send. Like, they ask for questions each episode, so I usually ask them about certain comic book runs or thoughts on TV shows like Gotham.
Yeah,
and
which is sponsored by X-Men: Days of Future Past for some reason.
Aye, so like DC shows sponsored by Marvel.
Yay.
Like, fucking Sony's just fucking with us now.
I think you're fucking him, man.
Oh no, it's Fox. But I think I might throw them a question, asking them for movie recommendations.
Yeah.
Just get, because I want to get like a fucking boatload of recommendations. Mm-hmm. Like, and you could help, listener. Yes, I'm talking to you. Point to the microphone. Go to filmsandswearing.com and click suggest a movie. Just pop in your name, an email address. It doesn't need to be your real one. You can type anything in.
It doesn't even have to be your real
Willy
name.
At willys.com.
Fuck you!
And just write, I want you to watch fucking Big Willy.
Is that a film?
What?
You just
Free Willy, that's it.
Fucking Big Willy. That big black white fish.
Big Willy, the Johnny. Watching Free Willy on Unsuspecting Victims.
Oh, Free Willy.
I just fucking spills out his trousers and
just jumps out a fucking brick wall.
Fucking sucker
wee,
punches.
A wee boy star and David trying to touch it.
They fucking knocks the kid off the wall. If you want to suggest fictional films, go for it. It'll be a laugh. But aye, suggest a movie. I think I might take it to Twitter soon. And tweet to all our followers suggestions and
give
just get a fucking bukkake of movies flung at me.
Hopefully get fucking covered in it.
Like, my eyes will be shut with the amount of film suggestions.
They will never open again.
Puddles of movies being suggested.
You'll be showing.
Puddles and puddles.
Showing for a week trying to fucking go through all these films. Well, you're doing it in the shower.
Stop tweeting in the shower.
Have a sponge bath while you're fucking reading these suggestions.
Like, drive. Only God forgives. Drive, notebook, drive.
Assholes.
Drive. You're on the other end blocking and unfollowing people.
I'll make you the film you do like.
So, filmsandswearing.com to find us socially.
Yeah.
Can find all the links on the left hand side of the websites. iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook and Twitter.
Wait.
And iTunes. I said that one already. But still, that's it. That's us done.
Is that us done?
Yes. That'll do, pig.
Fuck you, dick. Tune in, fuck off, and tune in next week. Tune in, fuck off, and then tune in next week.
Fuck off, come back, listen, then fuck off again.
And we'll see you later.